Welcome to Lagniappe, a program about issues, events, and people in North Louisiana. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Sarah Hoffman, Communications Officer for the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here today. And a neat event coming up this Saturday here in our area. And it's called Empty Bowls, and it benefits the food bank. Tell me a little bit about Empty Bowls.
That's right. Well, Empty Bowls is actually done around the country. It was started by some local artists who wanted to use their skills and their craftsmanship in making beautiful ceramic bowls to fight hunger in their communities. And so we've brought that right here to our community. Artists from all over Northeast Louisiana have been making bowls that they're donating for this event. And when you go in, if you buy a $30 ticket, you'll get to choose one of these beautiful handmade bowls to take home with you as a symbol of all the empty bowls in our community.
Now, the bowls will not be empty at this event, however. There is some great food from what I hear. I see some pretty fancy chefs on the list.
Yes, we have had a wonderful lineup of chefs that are going to be there. Each one of them is going to be serving kind of a signature dish sampling. We've got 11 restaurants, including Sage, the Fat Pelican, the new SQ's on the River, which was formerly River and Rail. They're not even open yet, but you're going to be able to get a sneak peek at their what kind of food they're going to have by coming to this event, and several more. So there'll be lots of options, also vegetarian options for those of you who don't eat meat.
Now let's talk about the location for this. This is this Saturday, by the way, folks, 11 to 2. It's a lunchtime event, and it's at the Ouachita Candy Company building. Some folks may not know where that is, but you just mentioned SQ's restaurant there that's going to be at the railroad track at the river. This is just back one building, right?
Yep, 215 Walnut Street. So it's kind of between the Children's Museum in downtown Monroe and the old River and Rail restaurant.
And that building is a neat building full of a lot of history for North Louisiana, and a great place, a great venue to do an event like this. The monies that you guys make on this, selling the bowls, will benefit the food bank.
That's right.
Let's talk a bit about the food bank and what the mission is of the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana.
Yes. Well, we are the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana, so we serve a 12-parish region. Last year, we distributed 4.8 million pounds of food, which is a lot, but of course, we'd like to do better because there are still people out there struggling with hunger. In fact, one in five people in Northeast Louisiana struggle with hunger. So we seek to battle hunger and improve the wellness of our community by securing food, providing it through partner agencies, as well as some of our direct distribution programs like our backpack program and our senior program. And we really want a hunger-free Northeast Louisiana.
And you guys do a lot of things here in the community. I've seen kids benefit from the backpack program where they're you know, they were going home on the weekends and not getting fed at home, and that backpack of food kept them going till they got back to school on Monday mornings.
That's right. It'll carry them through the weekend.
And that's an amazing program. How many folks do you help? You say Northeast Louisiana, it's a big area, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a huge area, and the number of food insecure people is about 72,000. And, of course, we try to reach all of those people, but we may or may not be able to, but that is our goal, is to not have anybody have to go to bed hungry on any given day. And we do that through working with all of these different partner agencies like soup kitchens, churches that operate food pantries, as well as those programs we talked about. Every dollar that's donated to the food bank, we're actually able to leverage that and provide five meals to people in need. So with the Empty Bowls event, with a $30 ticket, you're actually helping to provide 150 meals to those in need.
Wow. That's pretty strong. You mentioned the program again this Saturday, and I'm joined by Sarah Hoffman. If you're just tuning in, she's with the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. The event is called Empty Bowls, and will be held Saturday from 11 to 2. Sarah, there's some food.
Yes, fabulous food. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a whole kids' corner with games and activities for the children. So bring them and kind of shuffle them into the corner, and we'll take care of them and show them a good time. With the $30 ticket, you're going to get a beautiful handcrafted bowl. We've got bowls from artists all over Northeast Louisiana, including ULM and Tech, the students and teachers there, Gary Ratcliffe, one of the well-known potters in our area, as well as Ann Curry, have been making and donating these bowls. If you don't want a bowl and you just want to come and enjoy the food, it's only $15 to come and sample from those 11 great restaurants.
Well, that's a great idea and a neat event that you guys have come up with, Empty Bowls. If folks out there wanted to find out more about Empty Bowls, maybe they're listening today and they can't write all this stuff down while they're driving. Is there a website or something they can go to find out more about this specific event?
Yes, it's foodbanknela.org, and you can go ahead and get your tickets on there. I would definitely recommend, if you want a ticket with the bowl, go ahead and get them now. We're over half sold on those bowls, and they are limited.
All right, so Sarah, if folks out there wanted to get involved, I know you guys need help from time to time at the food bank. Is there a way folks, that just the average person, can get involved other than buying a ticket to the event? Is there a way they can get involved in what you guys are doing?
Yes, please. Go to that same website, foodbanknela.org. We have a staff of 11, and we distributed 4.8 million pounds of food last year. That's a lot due to our wonderful volunteers who come day in, day out, and help us out.
All right, this is Sarah Hoffman. Sarah, once again, the event, Empty Bowls. How do people find out a little bit more, and tell me when the event is?
It's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ouachita Candy Company Warehouse, downtown Monroe. Go to foodbanknela.org or call 322-3567.
All right, that's Sarah Hoffman, Chief Communications Officer for the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. The event Saturday, 11 to 2. You can find out more about the event at foodbanknela.org or on our website, kedm.org.